Welcome to the Right Sell Succeed podcast, where it's all about the message you convey that compels your customers to pay. And now, here's your host, Gloria Rand.
Welcome to Right, Sell, Succeed. I am Gloria Rand, your host of the podcast. And for those of you who may not be familiar with me, I specialize in helping small business owners to be able to grow their business online. And through that, particularly making sure that they've got the right message on their website and their social media, whether it's a blog or what they're posting on Facebook or LinkedIn, what have you. And that's what this podcast is all about as well, is helping you to be able to come up with that message that's going to help you to attract your ideal client. Now, today I wanted to talk a little bit about video. Video is one of my favorite subjects. And also, for those of you who maybe have been listening to the podcast since the very beginning, when I first talked about my background, is I actually used to work in television. I worked on the Nightly Business Report on public television here in the United States, and I was a writer and a producer for that show. And then even as a kid, I mean, I was the person who my family came to ask what was on TV. Now, of course, this is in the days before cable. This is when there were only about a half a dozen TV stations to choose from. So it was a lot easier to memorize the TV guide. But they, my mom would say, hey, what's on at 8:30 tonight, Gloria? And I could tell her what shows were on CBS, ABC, NBC, right there, and let her know, and then we could decide. So, like I said, I've just always been fascinated by television and video. So, it's one thing that I love doing. And, anyway, so I think it's a great way for you to be able to promote your business. Video marketing is so powerful because it gives you the chance to be able to really make yourself known in front of people, especially, when you're not meeting someone face to face. But if they come to your website, if they come to your YouTube channel and they can see you and they can hear you speak, they can get to know you a lot better. So that's why video is really just a absolutely terrific tool for you to be able to use to sell your products and services. So having said all that, it's pretty easy to just record a video these days. All you need is a smartphone, frankly, and all you got to do is, hit record and boom, you're done. You upload it to your website, you put it on YouTube, you put it on Facebook, and that's it. But if you want to be able to really make a video that's going to be able to be a little bit more engaging, or help it to be able to use the video in a way that will help you to actually either attract new clients or be able to even use it to sell a particular product or service, then you got to do something to it. So that's what I wanted to talk about today. I wanted to share with you a few different tools that are out there. And these are some that I've used. I haven't really used, I tried it out a couple of years ago, but I actually never implemented it in my business. But it's still kind of cool. I want to talk to you about that one. And then there's a couple that I have used quite frequently. So I'm going to go through them and kind of share with you a few of these things. So the first one, and this is one that, again, I tested out a long time ago, and I must have gotten sidetracked because I never followed up with it. And now that I'm looking at it again, it's like I might want to take a look at it. It's an online tool called ViewBix, and that's spelled V-I-E-W-B as in boy, I-X. And what it does is it lets you, it's a player. So basically it displays a video that you already have hosted on like YouTube or Vimeo. And what it does then is it lets you embed calls to action right on the video. So I know you can do some of this stuff on YouTube now, but it's kind of a cool little interface because like I said, you can have like a click here button that is customizable, and it allows you to link to a web page. And in fact, what I did is I had done a test where I had set it up so that it would go to a page of my website where someone could actually sign up for one of my free reports that I have to offer. So you can do things like that. You can actually, it'll connect to a whole bunch of different apps. So if you've got an email marketing system in place where you're using like AWeber, Constant Contact, iContact, and MailChimp, you can embed a link to your email list. So that way as well. So you can just have people sign up for your email list. And you can also, it also gives you options where you can have, you can put like Facebook and Twitter buttons on there and share buttons so that people can automatically share your video, you know, to their social networks, which is great because it gives you more exposure that way. Now they do have some analytics, but that is, it looks like some pretty robust analytics, but that you have to pay extra for. And I'm not sure how much it costs. I didn't really, I take that back. I didn't look at the plans for that to see how much they were. But anyway, so that's an option as well. So that's one tool. Another one that is out there, and I'm sure you may have heard of this, but it's called Go Animate. And it's a way to help you create an animated video instead of, seeing yourself on camera. So you can create, little short cartoons. And all you have to do is write the script. And then once it's done, you can share the video on, all the different social networks or grab the link and post it on your blog. Now, they used to have a free version, but now they only have a, you can sign up for like a 14-day free trial. And then otherwise they have different plans that start at like $39 a month so that it allows you to download a video, produce unlimited videos. You can have unlimited downloads and exports and directly export to YouTube on other sites. And you can also import audio images and other video files as well to create, really unique animation for your business. So that's another one to check out. I did like a little sample one as a test a while back, and it's kind of cool. Another tool that I have used before, and again, there's lots of other ones out there, but I've used Screencast-O-Matic, and this is one of those tools that you can use to actually grab what you're doing on your computer screen. So this is handy for tutorials. I have created these to show a client like how to create a blog article in WordPress. I've done it for how to be able to use Hootsuite and to be able to use Hootsuite to do social media marketing and planning and things like that. So there are other screen capture software out there, and I know there's probably even some that are even better, but I've been happy with Screencast-O-Matic. You can try it out for free, you can even use it for free, but I think that they have a paid version that gives you a little bit more flexibility, and it's cheap. I mean, it's like 15 or 20 bucks for a year. So that one's worthwhile as well. Now, two other robust video marketing tools that I've used, and I've used these to actually create videos for clients. One of them is called VideoMaker FX. And this is where they have different templates with, different moving images, animations that you can put on the screen, either over a picture or over some other video. And you can really, it's really great for creating like commercials for your business or if you're doing, again, some type of maybe a product launch or something like that. VideoMaker FX is really cool. And I've done like review videos little promotional things for some of my clients and put them on YouTube. So VideoMaker FX is a really good product. Another one is Explaindio. And Explaindio is kind of cool too, because what it allows you to do is when you see you may have come across videos where people are using like a pencil, you see this hand writing on the screen. Well, that's what Explaindio does. You can do kind of the same things you do with VideoMaker FX, where you can just have graphics on there and have text and things on the on over video or over a still image. But then you can also do these kind of sort of animated videos as well. And they even have like, figures and people kind of, cartoon figures as well. So it's similar, a little similar to Go Animate, but it's different because you can have more live video, but it's got that, like I said, it's got this where you can use this pencil video, and I have created videos with that as well. So that's a cool one. So like I said, there's lots of different tools out there that you can use for video marketing. You just have to, you know, try them out, experiment, and see what you like best and see what works well for your business. So, I think that's going to do it for this edition of Write, Sell, Succeed. As always, I encourage you to subscribe to this podcast on iTunes or Stitcher Radio, so that way you make sure that you're not going to miss a future episode. And if you would be so kind as to leave me a review on either iTunes or Stitcher Radio, that would be great as well. I would really appreciate it. And I would love to hear from you as well. If you have any comments or suggestions for future episodes, drop me a line. You can either email me, Gloria@GloriaRand.com, or connect with me on social media. I would love to hear from you on Twitter. @GloriaRand is my username, and use the hashtag WriteSellSucceed. That way I know that you are one of our podcast listeners, and that would be awesome to be able to connect with you. So until next time, I am Gloria Rand, wishing all of you much peace, love, and prosperity.
Thanks for listening to the Write, Sell, Succeed podcast. Want more information? Visit GloriaRand.com. And don't forget to follow Gloria on Twitter, @GloriaRand. Let Gloria know you're listening. Use the hashtag WriteSellSucceed.